السلام عليك زين الأنبياء، السلام عليك.
السلام عليكم. Excuse me. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah, we have reached the ninth in our act of Quranic recitation. And I think at this point it's good for us to review the previous eight. So the first was realizing the greatness of the divine speech. The second was exalting the one speaking. The third was maintaining presence of heart. The fourth was contemplating. The fifth was striving to understand. The sixth was avoiding the preventatives of understanding. The seventh was applying the Quranic address to oneself. The eighth was being affected by the various verses that one recites. And now we've reached number nine, which Imam Ghazali titles At-Taraqi, translated as ascending in degrees of recitation. These 10 inner acts of Quranic recitation are extremely useful. And if we bring them into our lives, it will clearly change our relationship with the Quran for the better. It will enhance it and make it much, much more profound. And so this ninth inner act of Quranic recitation, he explains, وَعَنِي بِهِ I mean by that, أَنْ يَتَرَقَّى إِلَىٰ أَنْ يَسْمَعَ الْكَلَامِ مِنْ اللَّهِ is that we ascend in our degree of recitation until we hear the kalam, the speech, from Allah Azza wa Jal. لَا مِنْ نَفْسِهِ And no longer do we even hear it from our own selves. فَدَرَجَاتِ الْقِرَاتِ ثَلَاثِ So he's going to say that degrees of recitation are three. أَدْنَاهَا The lowest of the three, which is still good, of course. But again, he always likes to give us these hierarchies so we can assess where we're at and we can work towards what is higher. And all of this is based upon the principle of the spiritual path. Not being content with yourself is the secret to progression. You cannot progress if you're content with where you're at. Adam al-Ridha'a an-nafs. The spiritual path is built upon lack of contentment with yourself. You can always do better. You can always rise in degree. And this is what we want to do day in and day out. Put in more and more and more effort so we are constantly drawing nearer to Allah Ta'ala, constantly ascending in rank spiritually. So the least of the three. أَن يُقَدِّرَ الْعَبْدُ كَأَنَّهُ يَقْرَأُ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى That the servant brings to mind, it is as if that he is reading the book of Allah Ta'ala before Allah Ta'ala. وَاقِفًا بَيْن يَدَيْ Standing before him. وَهُوَ نَاظِرٌ إِلَيْ Bringing to mind that Allah is gazing upon him. وَمُسْتَمِعٌ مِنْهُ And it hears him. فَيُكُنْ حَالُهُ عَنْدَ هَذَا التَّقْدِيرُ So what is the hal, what is the state of the one reciting when he brings this to mind? As-su'al, this is the station of asking Allah. Wat-tamalluk, imploring him. At-tadarra, beseeching him. Wal-ibtihal, turning to him with everything that one has. These different meanings, as-su'al, tamalluk, at-tadarra, and ibtihal in Arabic, all point to this inner state of recognizing one's need before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, turning to him, petitioning him, asking him, requesting from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the least of the three degrees, and this is of course a great degree. And this is something that you and I can all do. And as you can see, it goes hand in hand with those first two etiquettes that Imam Ghazali spoke about, i.e. realizing the greatness of divine speech and exalting the one speaking. Because when you do that, you could bring to mind that you are sitting before Allah or standing before Allah. And as you read his book, you bring to mind that he sees you, This is vigilance. And this is the first degree of ihsan. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَهُ فَإِنْهُ يَرَاكُ فَإِنْهُ يَرَاكُ. You bring to mind that he sees you. مُرَاكَبَةً. Vigilance. We all can do this. And the more that we do this, the more that it will lead us to the next degree. So we bring to mind that we are standing or sitting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we're reading His book. الثانية, the second degree. أن يشهد بقلبه كأن ربه عز وجل يراه ويخاطبه بألطافه ويناجيه بإنعامه وإحسانه. Is that we witness in our hearts is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees him and Allah addresses him and Allah and he that Allah is that conversing with him intimately with his bestowal of blessings and his giving of good. So this is a higher state. The first state is where we just imagine that we're standing before Allah and Allah sees us. But now, more than that, the higher state is, we bring to heart that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sees us. And really he says here in yashhad that this is a state now of witnessing. And that Allah is addressing us individually. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi al-tafihi. That with the manifestations of his gentleness. Wa yunajihi. كَأَنَّ رَبُّهُ عَزَوْجَ يَرَاهُ وَيُخَاطِبُهُ وَيُنَاجِيهِ بِأَنْعَامِهِ وَإِحْسَانِهِ. And Allah Ta'ala is that addressing him and intimately conversing with him with his in'am and his ihsan. In'am is giving of blessings and ihsan is giving of husn, giving of good. And so at this stage, when we bring to heart that Allah Ta'ala is addressing us, every letter, every word, every ayah we recite in the Quran, we bring to heart that Allah is addressing us directly. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, this is the maqam, this is the station of hayat, where we are modest before Allah. And we have, this is the station of ta'zeem, where we exalt Allah. This is the station of isra, where we listen attentively and carefully. And this is the station of fahm, where we try to understand the meaning of what Allah Ta'ala is conveying to us when we recite. So you can see how this is a higher stage than the first stage, because now he says here, it's not yuqaddar that he brings to mind. This is in yashhad bi qalbihi. He witnesses in his heart. So this is a higher stage. And he witnesses that Allah is speaking to him directly. And this is why that this station is one of feeling modest before Allah, lowering oneself and having ta'zeem, an exaltation of Allah, and listening very carefully and understanding what is he is being addressed with. And then the third stage, أن يرى في الكلام المتكلم, is that he sees the one speaking in the speech. وفي الكلمات الصفات, and he sees in the words, the divine attributes. فَلَا يَنْظُرِ لِنَفْسِهِ. He doesn't look at his own self. وَلَا إِلَى قِرَاءَتِهِ. Nor does he notice his own recitation. وَلَا إِلَى تَعَلُّكَ لِنْعَامْ بِهِ. Nor does he look at how the giver of blessings is giving blessings to him, how he relates to those blessings. مِنْ حَيْثِ إِنْهُ مُنْعَمْ عَلِي. From the standpoint of him receiving those blessings. بَلْ يُكُون مَقْصُورِ الْهَمْ عَلِي الْمُتَكَلَّمِ. His sole concern is the one speaking, the mutakallam. مَوْقُوفُ الْفِكْرَ عَلِي. All of his thoughts about anything else stops. كَأَنْهُ مُسْتَغْرَقُ بِمُشَاهَدَةِ الْمُتَكَلَّمِ عَنْ غَيْرِهِ. As if that he is completely consumed with witnessing the one speaking, such that he doesn't notice anything else. وَهَذِهِ دَرْجَةِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. And this is, of course, the degree of those who are close to Allah. And so, on one hand, when we read this, we need to be careful to think that it's just fun to talk about and interesting to talk about when we're bereft of it And obviously that's not why we read it. On the other hand, by knowing that it exists, it causes us to want it, that and hope for it, and ideally start to work towards it. And you could add to that, love those whom this is their rank. And he says, وَمَا قَبْلَهَا دَرَجَةُ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ. And what precedes before it in ranks are the stations of the people of the right. And he says, anything less than these 3 degrees might be considered to be from the دَرَجَةُ الْغَافِلِينَ. These people are in a state of heedlessness. And then he quotes the statement of Imam Ja'far Muhammad al-Sadiq radiallahu anhu, who speaks about this darajat al-ulya, this great rank. He says, Wallahi, laqad tajalla Allahu azza wa jalla li khalqihi fi kalamih, walakinnahum la yubsirun. By Allah, Allah has manifested himself to his creation through his words, but they are not aware. Allah has manifested himself to his creation through his words, but they are not aware. And this is why they say, is that the greatest weird of all, after the weird of praying the 5 daily prayers, the greatest weird of all is the salawat al-khams. Because a weird is something that you do habitually, time and time again. And the 5 daily prayers are weird. And no one can say that they are taking the spiritual path seriously if they don't pray the 5 daily prayers in the right time with all of the requisite etiquettes. That is the greatest weird of all, is the weird of the 5 daily prayers. And after that, other than the obligatory weirds, it's recitation of the Quran. It's the greatest weird, is the recitation of the Quran. And Imam Ghazali already spoke about that statement where he said, you're not considered to be a murid, i.e. someone who wants closeness to Allah Ta'ala, unless you find in the Quran everything to read, everything you want. And so we need to learn Allah's book and establish a relationship with it. وَقَالَ أَيْضًا. So he also said, who? Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq. وَقَدْ سَأَلُوا أَنْ حَالَةً لَحِقَتُوا فِي الصَّلَاةِ. When some people asked him about a state that overtook him while he was in prayer, حَتَّى خَرَّ مَغْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ, until he fell down having lost consciousness. فَلَمَّا صُرِّ عَنْهُ, when he regained consciousness, قِيلَ لَهُ فِي ذَلِكَ, and they asked him what had happened, فَقَالْ مَا زِلْتُ أُرَدُّ لِلْآيَةِ, I continued to repeat the verse, عَلَى قَلْبِي, in my heart, حَتَّى سَمِعْتُهَا مِنَ الْمُتَكَلِّمِ بِهَا, until I heard it from the one who had spoken it. فَلَمْ يُثْبِتْ جِسْمِي لِمُعَيَّنِتِ قُدْرَتِهِ, my physical body did not remain in place when I witnessed his power. La ilaha illallah. وَفِي مِثْلِ هَذِي الدَّرَجَةَ تَعْضُمِ الْحَلَاوَ وَلَذَّةُ الْمُنَاجَةِ, and at this stage, the sweetness becomes greater, and the pleasure of the intimate conversation increases. This is where the Quran, Allah, it becomes very sweet, where this is all they want to do, is recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of them said, كنت أقرأ القرآن فلا أجد له حلاوة. He says that I used to recite the Quran, and at first it wasn't sweet. I wasn't finding sweetness when I was reciting it. حتى تلوته كأني أسمع من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, until I recited it as if that I'm hearing it from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And I brought to mind that as if that he was yatluha ala ashabihi, he was reciting it to his companions. So I brought to mind that I'm hearing the Quran being recited as if I'm hearing it from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that reciting it to the companions. And then he says, ثُمَّ رَفِعْتُ إِلَى مَقَامٍ فَوْقُهُ, then I was raised to a degree above it. فَكُنْتُ أَتْلُوهُ كَأَنِّي أَسْمَعُ مِنْ جِبْرِيلَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ, then I used to recite it as if that I'm hearing it from Gabriel عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامُ. يُلْقِيهِ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ, as if he is that giving it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yulqihi, literally casting it. And because the revelation of the Quran came through the Archangel Gabriel. ثُمَّ جَاءَ اللَّهُ بِمَنْزِلَةٍ أُخْرَى. Then Allah Ta'ala blessed me with another degree. فَأَنَا الْآنَ أَسْمَعُ مَنَنْ مُتَكَلِّمْ بِهِ. Now is that I am hearing it from the one speaking to me. فَأَنْدَهَا وَجَدْتُ لَهُ لَذَّةً وَنَعِيمًا لَا أَصْبِرُ عَنْهُ. When I recite it now, I find such a great pleasure and joy that I'm unable to be patient without it. Like I whenever I'm not reciting, I'm not patient to not be in a state of recitation. I want to get right back to it. And both Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan and Sayyidina Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, they said, لَوْ طَهَرَتِ الْقُلُوبِ. Were the hearts to become pure, لَمْ تَشْبَعْ مِنْ قِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. They would never become satiated from the recitation of the Quran, i.e., they would never become bored. They would never get sick of it. A'udhu billah. And even saying that sounds so coarse, to say that someone's bored of recitation, or to say that someone is that sick of A'udhu billah. But the heart and the nafs is real. And you have to purify the nafs so that the heart becomes pure. And then it enjoys its recitation. Naam. وَإِنَّمَا قَالَ ذَٰلِكَ لِإِنَّهَا بِالطَّهَارَةِ تَتَرَقَّ إِلَى مُشَاهِدِ الْمُتَكَلِّمِ فِي الْكَلَامِ. They said this because it is through tahara, it is through purity of heart, that a servant is raised into degree, to the degree where they are actually witnessing the one speaking in the speech. وَلِذَٰلِكَ قَالَ ثَابَتُ الْبُنَانِ. This is why the early ascetic and imam, ثَابَتْ الْبُنَانِ, كَابَدْتُ الْقُرَانِ 20 سَنَةً. وَتَنَعَّمْتُ بِهِ 20 سَنَةً. I worked hard and struggled to recite the Qur'an for 20 years. And then I enjoyed its recitation for 20 years and found great pleasure in it. وَبِمُشَاهَدَةٍ مُتَكَلِّمٍ دُونَ مَا سِوَهُ يُكُونُ عَبْدًا مُمْتَثِلًا لِقَوْلِهِ. And it is when someone reaches this state where they are witnessing the one speaking and they've turned away from all else, is that the servant will be putting into practice the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, and flee to Allah. فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, flee to Allah. And this has a number of different meanings. And Imam Ghazali is pointing to the highest of them. So when you say, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, so flee unto Allah. Flee to Allah from disbelief to belief. Flee to Allah from disobedience to obedience. Flee to Allah from heedlessness to wakefulness. Flee to Allah, i.e., flee to His remembrance from all else. Flee to Allah. And when someone is witnessing the one speaking, they will be fleeing to Allah in the highest meaning. وَلِقَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَلَا تَجْعَلُوا مَا اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ آخَرٍ. And do not set up another god with Allah. فَمَنْ لَمْ يَرَاهُ فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدْ رَأَى غَيْرُهُ. So if we're not witnessing Allah and the divine impact upon creation in everything, then we're noticing otherness. وَكُلُّ مَنْ تَفَتَ إِلَى الْعَبْدِ سِوَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى تَضَمَّنَ الْتِفَاتُ شَيْءٍ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ الْخَفِيِّ. And with those who reach the higher degrees of spiritual witnessing, if we are noticing other things, then necessarily we are exposed to committing subtle forms of shirk. And that what we want ultimately is to move up in the degrees of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah at its foundational meaning, nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah. But if we move up in degree, La ilaha illallah, La maqsood illallah, anything is that we do, we don't intend anything other than Allah, and to draw near to Him. And then a higher degree of La ilaha illallah, La mawjood illallah, nothing truly exists except Allah. And then a higher degree, La ilaha illallah, La mashhood illallah, nothing is witnessed except Allah. These are degrees of La ilaha illallah. And for those who reach the higher degrees, even though it's not shirk in the way that we normally think of it being that sin, that it's the only sin that Allah Ta'ala doesn't forget, but this is degrees of spiritual progression. بَلَ التَّوْحِيدَ الْخَالِصِ Allah yara fi kulli shay illallah azza wa jal, and that the highest degree of unadulterated monotheism, belief in the divine unity, is to only see Allah in everything. And in everything doesn't mean that there's indwelling. There's no halul. It doesn't mean that there's union. It doesn't mean that Allah exists in His creation. No, we negate that. But what it means is that you witness the divine impact upon creation. And this is not done with the aql. It's not done with the mind. This is done with the qalb. This is done with the heart. Because the heart is the place of ma'rifah, of gnosis. The heart is the locus of knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala bless us to move up in the ranks of recitation. And may Allah give us immense benefits in this month, Ya Arhamar Rahmeen. And bless us to be able to recite His book in a way pleasing to Him. Allahumma Ya Arhamar Rahmeen. Bimahdi Judika wa Fadlika. Solely through Your generosity and solely through Your bounty, we ask You, Allah, to give us the best of that which You give those who recite Your book, the best of understanding, the very best of implementation, and that all of the meanings of best, Ya Arhamar Rahmeen, we recite Your book. Move us up in ranks of closest to You. Fi khayrin wa fa'afiyah. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم والحمد لله رب العالمين.